Corniation is a spoof on the Fiesta Coronation, an annual tribute to the trite, a salute to the salacious. Take one part San Antonio, one part current events, an unapologetic sense of humor, 300 volunteers, and you get
a flamboyant spectacle that is irreverent and there's no holds barred. Everything is fair game.
X-rated series of skits lampooning the rich and famous and political.
It's a train wreck. It's Broadway, off Broadway, off Broadway, off Broadway. And like I like to say, we're not Broadway, but it's cheaper than going to Nyosa.
There are about 13 Corniation skits this year, each one poking fun at something different. Childhood obesity, for instance. The nearly retired Twinkie. Governor Perry and sonograms, the NRA, a pensioned pope, and even Manti Te'o. Elaine Wolf is one of the co-MCs of Corniation.
It is a really collaborative effort. You know, every team of volunteers writes their skit and designs their skit. So I think there's 10 or 12 skits this year. So they all each are individually designed by incredibly talented people.
Each of the groups creating these skits is called a court. But even a jester's court is not complete without a king. King Anchovy watches the entire performance from the side of the stage. Each year, King Anchovy is somebody different. This time, it's former Congressman Charlie Gonzalez.
Many years ago, it was decided that King Antonio needed some competition. And so King Anchovy was created. And it really is, as everybody knows through the years, I'm the 48th King Anchovy. So this is the 48th year that we look at Fiesta in a very lighthearted fashion.
Backstage, before the curtain rises, each court is getting dressed, running between dressing rooms, putting on the final touches of elaborate costumes. Leora Uribe is dressed as a 13-foot pizza, representing the court of pies, fries, and thunder thighs. Her skit takes a satirical look at rampant childhood obesity. She says it takes months to create the costumes like giant French fries and chubby kid outfits and the backdrops.
A good 2 months worth of off days, and every time, like as soon as I get home from work, every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, we have the entire crew working on everything. So that's 10 people. Sometimes they bring their significant others, and everybody's working all day from like 10 to 10, basically.
I play a small part in the skit about Honey Boo Boo.
It is the court of the Butimus Vajiggle Jaggle.
Michelle Squila is one of our set designers. In it, we try to predict what will happen to Honey Boo Boo after years of being in the child pageant circuit.
She's this little pageant queen in the toddlers and tiaras, and in 25 years from now, she's actually going to be going to the porn trash pageant, hosted by Mr. Ron Jeremy.
If all of this sounds ridiculous, it is. But that's the point, and it comes with a beneficial effect. Corniation is a non-profit, and the money generated is funneled into local charities. Tom McKenzie is the president of Corniation.
The money for Corniation goes to primarily local charities that benefit the AIDS-HIV community. Our two principal benefactors for many years have been the San Antonio AIDS Foundation and Beat AIDS.
The show lasts about an hour and a half. Afterwards, the cast will crowd the sidewalk outside of the Empire Theater to converse with the audience and hand out Fiesta medals. Lisa Ortega and her family say that they never miss a year of Corniation.
This is Fiesta. If you want crazy San Antonio, come to Corniation. It is the best. For 30-plus years it's been on, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong.
Corniation will run through Thursday evening. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.